This is Women's Radio Station, and I'm Sandy Goddard, presenter of This Is Your Journey. I'm a brand and business consultant and have worked for both corporates and SMEs over the years. And with me today is Liz Van Linden, who is an elite travel consultant for the firm Hazelmere Travel. So Liz, welcome.
Hi.
And now please tell us about your journey, your career before becoming elite travel consultant, for instance.
Yes, well, funny enough, so when I was about 21, I decided to become a teacher. And I sort of always wanted and loved, you know, children. And I went to schools and did it with the primary school sector, year one mainly, sometimes with year two, but mainly year one, and loved it, loved seeing the progression
from
A to Z. So how
many years were you doing that? For how long? How long did you do
it? For about, well, I keep saying it's 12 years, but actually I haven't quite worked on that. Certainly for about 15 years.
Gosh.
And then I've always had this sort of luring thing about travel and maps and things like that. So it's always been in the back of my mind. And of course, as a teacher, you get, holidays. Well, you work during the holidays. Not many people know that, but anyway. But you also get time off. So travel-related stuff was always done then. It was always great to sort of...
So travel featured highly in your life?
Massively, yeah.
And so what was the catalyst that actually moved you from teaching to becoming a travel consultant?
Yeah, no, it's a very good question, actually. I think one day I literally just decided that actually, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. And although I love the teaching, absolutely adore the teaching, the parents as well, and talking to them and discussing problems and finding a solution, I loved doing that. But I was also, I felt quite tired, and I just thought, I've done my bit in teaching. I need to do something else completely different. What do I really have a passion for? And that was travel. It comes always immediately on my lips. And so I thought, right, let's go forward with that. And here we are.
And is there any inspiration that drives you in terms of your choice of travel?
Well, first of all, I would say my parents, actually, were the biggest inspiration. They're no longer alive, but they gave us all, actually, all three of us. I had two brothers, and we've all had a great childhood in the sense that we went sailing during the summer on the family boat all around the Mediterranean. We saw sorts of things. We also went skiing in the winter and also sometimes in the Easter holidays. You know, we did a lot of things, different things, and we never really ventured to the same places. So we always saw different things. We looked at different maps and things like that. And so they gave me a sense of adventure. I think particularly my father was always looking for the next thing to do. My mother was slightly cautious because, you know, we were quite young sometimes. But also, they're not the only inspiration, rather. There's also explorers. Particularly finds, you know.
Oh, yes.
Finds. Shackleton, for one, as well. Scott, you know. I'm a great fan of Antarctic and the Arctic and trying to sort of get to the North and South Pole and things like that. So I've read a lot about that. But I also, you know, Sean Conway, you know, cycling, you know, across Europe in the... best time. And the RGS basically is also an inspiration to me, the Royal Geographical Society. It's like my second home. I mean, I almost need to put a tent in their garden. If I could, I would. Purely because some of their lectures there are outstanding. They invite some amazing people. And I think, you know, I've been going there since 20. And it's involved since then. and it's a remarkable. In fact, actually, I'm trying to be a fellow there. So hopefully, you know, I'll get in and they will actually allow me. But yeah, I mean, that's how passionate I am about geography.
And the theme that's coming over seems to be quite not so much travel as exploring. That seems to be the way you're talking about your passion for travel. It's more about exploration. Am I correct?
Yes. I think actually my sort of strapline really is dream, discover, and then explore.
Oh, that's a brilliant place for me to stop for a moment and remind everyone that they're listening to Women's Radio Station. And if you'd like to get in touch with any of the presenters, please email us at presenters@womensradiostation.com. So, yes, please continue on that vein about exploration.
Yeah, well, I think I have a fascination with exploration in the sense of not so much new places, because I think a lot of people think that it has to be a new place, undiscovered, you know, new place. And it doesn't, actually. It just needs to be certain places that have been done before, but in a different way. And so it's flipping it upside down. And looking at it in a very different way. I'm also very passionate, though, about, you know, there's lots of places in the world where they have far too many tourists in at one point, particularly during the summer holidays. And so, actually, you know, there's lots of other places there that hardly get any visitors, but are just as beautiful. And that's the thing that I want to tap into far more. And also, really, to sort of think about, why are you travelling there? What are you doing? What are you hoping to get out of it? Because, you know, the thing is that people actually now want to be far more with the country that they're going to. They want to be culturally moved. They want to be with the language. You know, they want to see the real sort of ethos and the place rather than just going on a plane to that place and then plonking themselves, you know, on a, you know, in the hotel and just sitting there.
And tell me, what makes Hazelmere Travel different to other travel agents? I mean, why can't I just do all of this online or pop in and pick up a brochure or whatever?
You can do. The only thing is that I've just come back from the Arctic recently, a couple of months ago, and you can do that online. Of course, you can do anything, most things online. However, would you? Should you? And I think the answer to that is no, actually, because there are so many different elements that we can provide, that I can provide and show you, that actually the internet, you can't see that on the internet. You might be able to with certain companies, for sure. You know, the internet has its place. But with me is that actually I do have expertise in certain things, like, in everything to do with travel. You know, I make it my absolute business to know what is going on around the world. And so I keep up with the experts too, though. And it's, They are the ones with, you know, we work with tour operators. We work with ATO tour operators in particular. And they are experts in their own right. They're small companies, but they really know what they're talking about. And so it's these, and I work together with them. I have no affiliation to any of them. So, you know, I'm not, you know, in that. But we look at restaurant bookings, trying to, you know, let's say going back to the Arctic, going, you know, you could do it in several different ways. You can do, I've just come back from sailing on a schooner. We were very lucky. It was the last week of their sailing, and there were four guests on the schooner. The rest were crew. And we had the most amazing experts on the boat. And it's things like that that you can't book that on the internet.
And that makes for a really memorable holiday, yes.
Yeah. And also it answers, I can answer any questions as well. And we have I have a conversation with my client to really match that holiday to the person.
Using a specialist like you, an elite travel consultant like you, does that make my holiday more expensive?
Yeah, a lot. There's a lot of people do ask that, and that's a very, very valid question. Not always. I can't, you know, it is going to be probably slightly more, yes, because we are using specialists. But actually, on the other hand, if you actually went direct to the tour operators that we work with, there's no difference in price. And I think that is what astounds people, is that they automatically assume that because I'm a consultant, that I must charge a fee, and that's on top of the holiday. So, yeah.
Yes, thank you. It's the sort of holiday I would think appeals to a lot of people, to be able to choose, well, for instance, Venice is a hugely popular destination. Too many people go there, and there must be beautiful cities elsewhere that don't have quite such a large footfall.
Yeah.
So, yes, I can see how valuable it would be to use someone like you. We're going to stop now and take an ad break. And when we come back, I shall be asking Liz about how she runs her business and the logistics of that. So speak to you soon.
Welcome to Women's Radio Station, the voice of women worldwide.
This is Women's Radio Station. You're listening to Avril Price with Kitchen Sink Spirituality.
It's Anna Kennedy talking all things autism, and my guest today is Karen Nunn.
Welcome to Future Classical Woman Awards with me, Stefania Passamonte, on Women's Radio Station.
Women's Radio Station. We want to hear from you.
I listen to Women's Radio Station.
Women, the possibilities are endless. That's what makes us different.
Hi, I'm Liz Van Linden, a UK travel consultant for Hazelmere Travel. People come to me as they want unique experiences and a personalised service. This happens from the moment that they inquire till they come back home. I work with luxury tour operators. You can contact me on 07825 44 1212 and Liz, spelt L-I-S, at hazelmeretravel.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Mariam Jamot and I'm the founder of WCAN, a young social enterprise ensuring an increase in employment, progression and retention of black women in the corporate world. We specialise in the professional and personal development of over 3,000 young black women in the UK. To get involved, please sign up or learn more via WCAN.co.uk, visit our Twitter or Instagram at WCA Network. If you're a corporation interested in sponsorship, email sponsorship at WCAN.uk.
Are you struggling with money? Turn to us as a national charity helping people struggling to make ends meet. Job loss, illness, or bereavement can cause a real financial crisis. We give practical help to get people back on track. Whether you're thinking of having a baby, trying to get out of an unhappy relationship, or just unsure what benefits you may be entitled to, we can help. Visit turntous.org.uk.
Let me tell you about German Street Theatre. This is a secret theatre in the heart of the West End, once found, never forgotten. This is where careers ignite, where playwrights take risks, where great actors perform just feet away from the audience. This